Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Oh, Welcome, beautiful people. And it's going to be that kind of night. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. Apologies for last week. I got your calls. You are all calling me. Where were you? Well, you know, even tarot readers need a break. I need a rest, and that's what went down. But you know what? I'm going to do my Sally Field impersonation. But you like me. You really, really like me. So thank you, New Jace, for checking on your sister. I am well, and I'm in rare form tonight. There's so much energy running, so much energy that's running out. Look, I know I always preach to you about receive the gifts of the Mercury retrograde. Review, evaluate, and enjoy the stories. I'm done. Bye, Mercury. Go direct July 1st. Thank you. That's all I have to say. I appreciate the journey. I appreciate the tears. I appreciate the awakenings and the clarity. But, oh, boy, can you please start delivering your messages again? That's all I need you to do. Just go ahead and go direct. And Cleo the cat agrees with me. You know, we have a security cat here. This is Cleo. She has everything she needs, but she has been quiet, so we're not going to fuss at her. So we're going to get comfortable, and we're going to have a fun time walking down Lover's Lane with Cleo the cat. And, you know, I think Cleo keeps coming up like this because she always reminds me, and don't forget Bastet. So if I have time, we'll play with that cat goddess. Because if you're going to play, and if you're going to talk about love, and you're going to talk about lovers, you need a little cat energy. Big shout out to Eartha Kitt, my cat angel in heaven, and I mean that. Welcome, welcome. How are you guys doing? Happy Pride to my rainbow family, the LGBT and I. We forget the I, but there's an I there, too. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex, because I don't leave anybody out. Yeah, we are family. We're coming out, and we will not be silent. So I'm seeing all the pictures on Facebook. Some of y'all don't want those pictures to be published, but okay, you're happy, and you're walking, and you're doing it with pride. Beautiful. Love is love. And the moon right now is in Leo. I'm trying to withhold the roar. But why? It's my show. Roar! Moon in Leo. So let's have some fun. Let's be bold. Let's play with fire. We're definitely going to do that. And, you know, we started off the night with Bridget Bryant calling me. I love her. That's one of my favorite songs for her. She should see me do her song, you know, lip syncing with my brush. Oh, I wear it out. Bridget would be proud. I need to do a lip syncing contest. Bridget would be proud because I go down on that. I love that song. You can find Bridget on Facebook. Powerful magnetic song that awakens all the parts of you. So what is calling you? And I want to thank those of you who are calling me right now on the phone lines. I see Sweet Tea from D.C., who's just coming off of a phenomenal birthday, honey. I hope you were able to enjoy the water. And Princess Sarah, thanks for dinner on Friday night. I've got beautiful friends who hold me up and take care of me. And I think that's why I'm ready to walk down Lover's Lane, because I got to experience so much love everywhere. I got to hang out in my old neighborhood on Saturday, and well, I say it's my old neighborhood. You know, Southeast is really big in Washington, D.C., but I spent a phenomenal amount of time in my childhood at Eastern Market. So I went back to my old stomping grounds and saw how things were changed. Memories just flashing back, and such an appreciation for being in a nation's capital. I'm very, very happy to be here. Yep, and I was really nice to tourists, and I showed them where to go because I knew Six was running today, and I wanted to have some fun with it. And I thought, you know what, if I want to experience love, can I at least express it? Because I've been like, lately. So this show's for me. This show's for you. If you want to call in for a tarot reading, I've got my cards handy. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Yes, yes. And I want to, before we get down and dirty with that, you know, because we're going to go with a lot of places tonight. I went through all of my books and all of my old stories. I've learned some new things, too, that I want to share with you. And but before I do that, I want to get to some quick housekeeping. Okay, you'll let me do that, right? Because I want to let you know about the phenomenal people here at Life Conversations Radio Network. And I want to thank the head of the network, Life Coach Ademola Anifowoshe. I'm so proud when I say his name, even if I'm like a little off. At least
I'm
I don't
proud
hesitate
too.
Anymore.
Ooh, it's always nice
right
to hear
here.
People pronounce. It's always nice to hear people pronounce my name right. I understand it's not always easy, but if you can't pronounce it right, please, please, please don't try and pronounce it.
You are a mess. Stay right there because I am so proud of you. Number one, his show, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, is on Mondays from 12 to 2, and he has a phenomenal guest coming up, Reverend June Juliet Gatlin. Yes, we have the spiritual advisor and healer to celebrities. Maybe she'll talk about that. I'm sure she will. She just an amazing prophet. We're going to celebrate her life, a woman of prophetic vision. So make sure you join Life Coach Today for that. I'll be there too around 1 in a day. I do have a reason for making you hold on. And I'm just so proud of him.
I thought we were playing the freeze game. I was just like, okay, can I have the green light now?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead. You remember that game? Red light, green
yes.
light. Don't start me. You know I'm silly. Stop. So
okay.
I need to embarrass you. I'm so proud of you. You've got the Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Mondays. Bless your heart. You screen my calls until our new intern shows up in the studio. We're sending out for him or her. You know, this man is way too busy to be screening my calls, so he doesn't mind doing it. We all do what we got to do on the network. But every Sunday night, he hangs out with me and does this. But the reason why I'm holding his hand right now is because Life Coach Today has another show on Tuesdays on 12radio.com. Yes, get ready for it. I'm about to embarrass your behind right now. This man. See, how long have you been on 12 Radio right now? I mean,
I just did my fourth show this past Tuesday.
Then how are you getting the Producer's Choice Winners Award? Go ahead, man. Can you hit the clap button for me?
No.
Do it.
Mm-mm.
What?
Do it. No. Okay, I'll do it for you. I pretend I'm just your producer and you're asking for something. Well.
Yes.
I'm great.
And then talk.
Okay, all right, okay. So Liz got me on punishment. She's just like, God, she's such a bussy southern.
Mm-hmm. Yay! So proud of you. I'm playing, but I'm so proud of you. Soul Food for Your Consciousness is a beautiful way to start your Tuesday mornings, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. He has a special guest coming up this week, Tina Marie from The Magic Hour. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen when these two magicians get together any day, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So proud of you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. Yeah, check him out on 12radio.com. Okay, that's it. I won't embarrass you anymore until maybe late in the show. Okay. Let me tell you about the other show. Mm-hmm. Bye. Red light. Okay. Then come on back on Tuesday nights on Life Conversations for a Living and a Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnston at 9 p.m. Eastern. Reverend D has been focusing on several spiritual qualities for the whole month of June, and this Tuesday she's going to talk about release. Don't miss her spoken word, her channeling, Miss Wilhelmina, her alter ego. It's spiritual truth you can use with all heart, teeth, and grit. You don't want to miss it. It's a powerful way to spend Tuesdays. Tuesday mornings on 12radio.com with Life Coach Today. Then come on back here Tuesday night. We got some more for you with Reverend D. And then on Thursday nights, you can join Ambassador Safira for the play experience. Passionately loving, appreciating you at 7 p.m. Eastern. Ambassa right now is in Australia, and a little birdie told me that she's going to have on the Sapphires. Fingers crossed. If you don't know who the Sapphires are, look, they are the Aboriginal Australian answer to the Supremes. They did a movie about their life. They went to Vietnam to perform for the soldiers, and they kicked it R&B soul style. You've got to check out the story. It's definitely on Netflix if you have Netflix. I'm not trying to give Netflix money, but I'm just saying if you want to see the movie, The Sapphires, check it out. And then check out Ambassa breaking down How Strong Is Your Sound. And then you got Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Eastern. And you got me, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. And don't forget, if you miss Life Coach Today's show on Monday, you can catch a syndicated version on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info about that, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. But don't worry, we will be posting and keeping you informed of everything that's going. Now, if you want to join me tonight, if you want to find out how to prepare for Mercury retrograde going direct, if you want to ask me about who you see coming into your life, if you're dealing with stuff at work, call me. I'll pull these cards. We'll see what the stars have to say to you. I love tarot. Tarot is a beautiful way to look at your quote-unquote challenges from a fresh perspective. I look at it more as a spiritual development, and I'm going to refrain from saying that I can't tell you the future. It's not that I can't tell you the future. I bet you, though, I could get you to your future based on what you're doing right now, because that's how we're making it. And, yep, I stole that from Life Coach Today, and he will only be credited one time. From this day forward, that is mine. What you're doing right now is determining your future. So there are some patterns that you're dealing with that you want to shake up. Yes, I deal specifically with the Mother Peace Tarot cards. I've got some other cards here, too. But, you know, they're my fave. So call in 347-426-3346, and don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Now, I want to ask you guys about the energy of the new moon in Cancer on Friday. Did you remember to consider the seeds that you wanted to plant and what you want to see manifest in your life? Because this is a really powerful time. I want all my Cancerian sisters and brothers to pay real close attention and get real close to your phone or your computer, because this is your time. This is the time of the Great Mother. You have a home within you. It's your shell. It's the crab. Powerful energy. I'm a little partial to it. I was raised by a Cancerian mother, and I love her madly, and I appreciate all the little Cancerian ways that I have about me, because I was blessed to be in her company for 35 years of my life. And her stories and her water stays fresh with me. There are some things that I didn't know, though, when my mom was alive that I know that I'm telling her now on the airwaves, because I'm sure she's bullied all her friends in heaven to come and listen to her daughter on Sunday nights. I have no doubt. I can only go by how she was here in this physical form. But this is some information about cancer that you don't hear all the time that I want to make sure you guys get, like Sweet Tea Tanya, my Cancerian sister. Who else? Mark Husson's a cancer. Vonda Guzman is a cancer. Katie Brower, one of the folks over at 1-2 Radio. Cancerians, pay attention to them. They just love you up, and I'm so grateful for them. But this is some information that you don't always hear. Like for my ancestors, the Great Mother is also known as Yemoja. Or you may have heard of Mami Wata. Some see them as one and the same, but my spidey research tells me that the story of Mami Wata is older than Yemoja. And while Yemoja represents an African goddess, Mami Wata is, bodies of spirits. It's not one person. It's literally like legion of love. Powerful. Very similar, but distinctly different stories. And I love them all, and I incorporate them all, Mami Wata and Yemoja, and I remember that for them, their energy is about taking care of all of the efficiency, all the deep creatures in the water and the ocean. And guess what? That's you too, because we're made up of at least 70% water. So we flow with the ocean. We are the ocean. And we have a great mother energy that we can play with if we know about it. So I'm hoping I'm introducing you to Yemoja today. It's her year, actually, because we're in a 7 year. The 7 is the Chariot in tarot. And the Chariot is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer. I can't make this stuff up. It's all related. So, look her up. She's absolutely beautiful. And if you feel like you're a mermaid, my Cancerian people, you are. Oh, I'm so silly. Okay. So there's this energy, divine, watery, mother love that we're flowing in right now. And it's really important to celebrate the time of the crab. And the Cancer invites you to take a walk with me down Lover's Lane as we play with the number 6 tonight. Tonight you will see snakes, yep, devils, angels, and of course lovers. And we're all going to play with that through the story of tarot cards, and possibly some medicine cards will come up too. Indeed. So let me get to that. I just want to check the chat room real quick, make sure I'm not missing anything. My beautiful people. All right, all is well in the world, so I can see. And we could go down on this story and have a good time. Absolutely. So take a deep breath, because I'm about to bring in the devil. Oh, good question. You know, it's really hard to do a radio show with your eyes closed. Oh, my. Okay, before I get into that then, sure, let's pray. I think I know this caller. Oh, wow. If this is who I think it is, I'm about to cry. Is this Cypress?
Hello. Finally, whatever.
Oh, okay.
This is you. I miss you, and I'm laughing because you know how I feel about the car stuff. You know, Nana was like,
I know, right?
Don't mess with them cars, that kind of car stuff. Unless Nana said, cars. Okay, it's fine. However, every now and then you might get a lesson out of something that you're not familiar with, that we're not comfortable with, right?
Right.
Right?
Yes.
I
love this. Back to me. So Cypress, what? We want to walk down Lover's Lane?
Lover's Lane. I said to the producer, who was like, well, you know, he's screening me, showing I'm the crazy person. I'm like, okay. Tell her it's Cypress. You know who I am. No worries. You know, I'm selfie. Whatever. We good.
You know what's beautiful about this? He misspelled her name.
Celeste, you didn't have to call me out like that. Come on now. You didn't have to call me out. That was a...
Sorry. You know why I called you out like that? Because I literally saw her face when I saw the name not spelled the way, you know. I was like, wait a minute. It flashed. So it's really a testament to my gifts and yours. You know, there are no mistakes. That's a blessing.
Well, yeah, no mistakes.
When I asked, when I saw the number, I recognized the area code, and I said, who is this? And she responded. She said, hey. And I was trying to think. I thought it was Tony at first. I said, I don't think I know who this is. She said, you won't, because I didn't call to talk to you. I'm like, whoa, okay.
She's
like, okay. I figured.
I was not calling to talk to you. I was calling Celeste.
No. I'm going to leave you out here before she calls me out on live. Okay,
I know.
I'm
sorry, Jay. I'm terrible. But no, Cypress is a very, very dear friend of mine who I had the pleasure of seeing every day. And then life moved and life changed. But this is a beautiful diva who was always nervous around tarot cards. So
yes.
You are blessing.
Yes, I was.
And my listeners.
Nervous, but always open. And
yes.
Always open, nervous, helpful, right?
Yes. Well, that's you, Cypress. I call you Queen Bee. This is a diva right here. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to my cards. Cypress, thank you so much for blessing me. I have missed you too, my dear. Oh, my God. It's too... We'll talk later. Okay, let me pull these cards. I know my listeners are like, what's wrong with Celeste? I'm so touched. It means a lot when the people who've known you for a long time and who watched you grow call in. It means a lot. So I'm pulling these cards with all my love.
I've watched you grow, and I've seen you come into yourself, and you've been so inspirational. And as I told your producer, there's so much negativity on the Internet. It's so nice and it's beautiful to see people expressing themselves in a positive way and sharing that gift with other people, which you never know who you might meet and how you might touch them and change their life.
Now, help my listeners know, and thank you for that, so you make me cry some more. Help my listeners know, why were you nervous about tarot? You were taught things about tarot and everything. What were you taught? What did you hear about it?
I grew up in a very strict Christian family. And you don't mess with cards and numbers and astrology. Like, you might have a fortune cookie, and that fortune cookie is fine, but you don't go too far. That was like the end of what we could do. You know what I'm saying? So the first time we talked about it, I'm like, Nana said, you should know the future, and you don't be having psychics and car readers and all that kind of stuff. You bring the devil and stuff into your life. I'm like, bad. But we talked about it, and we talked about it, and I said, well, I'm not opposed to it. I'm curious, and let's just see how the roll of the dice still happens. Time we did it. It was me, you, and two coworkers. And the first, my reading and my other two coworkers was like very like light and airy and fun. And the other person's reading was not as light and fun. It was kind of scary. Like, let's shut this down. let's move on. And I'm not kidding. He was like, that means,
I was younger in it.
It was not fun. You know, you want to lose weight. You want to be great. You want to be fun. Everybody loves you, and you will eat vegetables and have great spirits all around you. That's not what it was. So fast forward, as you get older and you mature, I could see the beauty in the cards and what you were doing. And what you were, forget the cards. It was more the, I'm going to give you a positive message, because sometimes people need that. They need to hear something positive. Disney, here's my thing. Mm-hmm. But whatever you're going through, there's something, whatever is out there for you, you will have.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. And you know what's amazing about that? It leads into the cards that I pulled for you. Now, I know you personally. Right. I know you personally. So I'm giggling on the inside while I say this to you right now. And I'm going to bless everybody with, because everybody needs to do this at some point in time. You got the Four of Swords. It's a very powerful card. Now, this person is alone. In Cyprus, you rarely spend time alone. You are a social butterfly. You are handling a lot of things either at work or at home. But this card is asking for you to take some alone time, to set some boundaries, to rejuvenate your energy and line up your chakras. I know that you're, you know, serious about getting your body where you want it to be. You're swimming, you know, you're running. And while you are doing that on the outside, don't forget to take some time to relax and meditate in quiet by yourself. Yes, I say quiet by yourself.
I have a question. I have a question.
Okay.
I told my husband that deep down inside I'm very shy, and he laughs. Because he thinks that because I'm outgoing, sometimes, that I'm not shy. And I said, well, I'm shy sometimes because if I know you and I trust you and I like you, I'm an open book, right? But sometimes
right.
I'm really, truly shy. If I don't know you, I'm not going to talk to you. That's not my nature. However, I refuse to let my shyness cripple me.
Mm-hmm.
So when people think about being shy, they think of a wallflower who won't talk to people and won't, you know, interact with people. But I'm like, you know, I will not let that defeat me. I will be outgoing, and I will talk to people, not because I'm not shy and not because I'm not scared. It's more
right.
because I will not be defeated. So do you believe that people can be really, truly shy and overcome
mm-hmm.
it to a certain point where
mm-hmm.
they are more open to other people because they have gifts to share? I have a gift to share, right?
Right.
And I can't be scared about it.
No. But yes, there are people on this line who are just like you. I am not even going to embarrass them. But I know somebody, oh, well, he said it on the air before. Aday is actually shy, and nobody believes him. And he's feeling you. The life coach Aday is actually really shy. And when he says that to people, you know, and I used to do it to him, too. I used to be like, you're not shy. You come up on the air, and you're a fool. You do what you do. But he overcomes that. But Aday on the air and Aday off the air are two different people.
But it's not that he's overcoming.
Same for you.
He's doing it on purpose. He's on
mm-hmm.
purpose going, I'm going to overcome my shyness and give my gift to someone else. So,
yes,
I am very shy. I don't talk to people on my own. Every now and then I meet someone or I meet people and I go, I have to talk to them. Not
mm-hmm.
because I want to, because I have to.
Yeah.
But I'm still shy. I'm not just out there like, hey, that's not me.
No. No, you can get the party started. You could get the party started, but you're to the side when you do it. You get louder when you're around being somebody who knows you. You get louder around people you know and you trust.
Exactly.
But I've never really seen you. Yeah. I've never really seen you in a situation where we didn't know anybody, because we've always been in the same surroundings, have known the same people. So, yes, Cypress, I see exactly what you're talking about. But I would still say, though, that you're still very active and still need to take some quiet time for yourself to
quiet
meditate and
scary.
To relax.
Quiet
say it again.
Time is scary.
Quiet time is scary.
Yes, very scary.
What are you scared of, sweetie? Are you scared of your thoughts?
No, not crazy like that, no. No, Lauren.
I didn't put any definition on that. But go ahead.
No,
what are you
no,
scared of?
No. It's more
what
like,
happens when you sit down?
When you sit down with yourself, mm-hmm. and you think about all the things that have to happen, that you need to do, take care of, that's scary.
Well, see, I'm not even trying to get you to think about everything that you have to do. I'm trying to get you, and there we go with the Four of Swords. I'm trying to get you to sit down and think of nothing.
You know what?
My
daughter is graduating from high school, and she's a very different child than I was.
Mm-hmm.
She's not young. She's not angry, evil, fuss, cuss, belligerent child I was. She's so sweet. It's almost weird. They have a nice teenage daughter. Like people they talk about their teenage daughters and they're like, oh,
mm-hmm.
That's not what I have. She's very responsible and she's very nice and she's a different child. And I told my husband, I said, you know what? I am proud of myself because I've raised a very nice person. I have a nice person mm-hmm. going out in the world who cares about other people. She cares about herself. She cares
mm-hmm.
about life and animals, her little brother. She's the nice kid. She's not the angry, belligerent, fussy teenager a lot of people deal with. I've been blessed and I deal with that. I deal with a kid who I say, whoa, where you going? Mommy, there's a party. I'll be back from 10 to 12. 11:56, she's coming in. She ain't high. She ain't drunk. She just, hey, mommy, I'm home. Park the car. That's the end. And I know I'm blessed because there's some parents whose kids go out to parties and they just pray they come back home high and drunk safe.
Mm-hmm.
And mine's coming back just, hey, mommy, good night. See you in the morning. I'm tired. Just take my shower. Go to church in the morning. I'm like, you don't have to go to church. Oh, no. She's going to church not because I'm forcing her. She's going because she has an obligation, and she knows her grandmother and grandfather are waiting for her, and the kids in the Sunday school are always going to show up. So that's why she's going.
I hear you.
Like,
I hear you.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Oh, yeah.
And see, Cypress, right here, right now, I'm going to bring it right back to you. Because when I asked you why was getting quiet so scary,
mm-hmm.
you went into the thing, you went into your mother vibe of feeling blessed about you. Hear me? Baby, I got this mirror right in front of you. And you have not yet showed me your reflection. And I want you to think about that. Beautiful things. I mean, they're right here in the cards. I see it. The next card you got the Four of Swords about being quiet, getting still.
Mm-hmm.
And I will talk to you off the air about some really fun things that you can do, particularly when you're in the pool water. Okay? Now, That brings me to the water. You've got the Six of Cups. Now, Cypress, I can't make this stuff up. This card is about orgasmic joy.
Can I tell you something?
Fill
it. I'm not kidding.
Don't you tell me it. What?
Look. So, 2 years ago, I was having challenges at work, and I did a lot of work. I was running. I was getting the water, and I started making friends outside of my house.
Mm.
And I told my husband I didn't like having friends outside of my house. So all of a sudden, it's like my husband wasn't important anymore.
Hmm.
So, you want to go to happy hour where you want to do this and that? All my new friends, yes, great, wonderful. Have a great time. And because of how he is, he was like, go, no problem. And I said, I don't like the fact that I have all these new friends and you're not part of that circle.
Oh, my.
Fast forward to this year. He started looking at, water classes. So we started doing deep water aerobics 5 days a week. So it's deep water and Tabata. And I changed gyms. And I was like, I don't like changing. I was like, I don't like changing gyms because I know all the people at the other gym and, I have my friends at the gym. And I was like, but I love my husband. So I'm like, fine. I will change gyms. I'll meet you. He worked nights. I worked days. We changed gyms. So the last month, we were going to a different gym and doing water. And I told
him,
after being shot, I was like, I love having a friend doing aerobics with me. I don't make friends because I have friends.
Which is her husband.
But fun. And I might have lost a pound. It didn't even matter. It was more of up in the morning, in the water, being submerged, being, it's cold because we're our class at 7 a.m. was cold in the water. But I have a friend I know. There are only two other ladies in the class with me. But they were very, very nice ladies. Didn't matter. I was there with him. And it was so therapeutic.
Beautiful.
It was therapeutic to have him in the water with me because we both love water.
Well, see, that's perfect because you end on the lover's card, honey. And the lover's card is about integration, which is the number for today, the card that we're going to talk about.
Six?
Ms. Cypress, yeah, six. We got the six lovers. That's what you got. You got the four swords just to wrap it up get these other callers in here. Cypress, thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing your vulnerability. You got the four swords. Don't be afraid to get silent. Take that time to meditate. It's a gift for you. It'll help to clear the mind. You're already working the Six of Cups, which is orgasmic joy, all of these people in the water, these waves rushing over them, and victory with snakes coming out of a cup. Snake is also featured tonight as the number six. So you're living that, having these aerobic swimming classes with your husband, and then the beauty of love and integration and the working out a partnership arrangement that honors you and him. Congratulations. The cards are confirming your life and that you are doing very well, my sister.
Thank you, darling. You're the best. We're joking about it. My father-in-law, his birthday was on the 25th. We go to a restaurant, and I was like, a chain restaurant, But you know what? We had the best time. And I told my husband, I said, the reason I love you is because you grew up with a mom and dad that loved each other, and they have so much love. And their family, when people thought, I hate my mother-in-law, I'm like, hey, mother-in-law, I love mine. I love her to pieces. So I can't even imagine not loving my mother-in-law. She's like my mom. And be so blessed to have people that are examples for your children. So my daughter and my son, they get to see me. Not me like, oh, I'm so great and wonderful, but me and their granddad, mom, and grandmother on both sides. When they see that, they want to emulate it. And they don't even know a lot of stuff that we know, right? The challenges of being a Christian. We all know, you know, watch Attorney Court and Judge Judy. There's a whole lot of relationships that aren't solid.
Right.
My children have seen what it looks like to have a mommy and a daddy, and you might cuss and fuss and fight all that kind of stuff. Guess what? Push comes to shove, we are a unit. And that
makes that's right.
Because it makes you stay a little bit longer and fight a little bit harder. And
that's a very
good thing for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And even if your mama and your daddy not together, if you see your cousins and your grandmamas and their relationships, you know it's possible.
Man, that wraps up the lovers. You rock.
That's my lovers lane. I'm sorry to monopolize lovers lane. I just saw you on my heart to call you, and I thank you and I appreciate you. And
I appreciate you too, baby. I do. I know. We are proud Trojans all. We'll be striving for excellence. Memories we'll recall as we leave from your presence. Education will be our goal. Trojans, true forever. Jefferson Junior High, you'll be with me forever. That's our school song from junior high school, which is actually the first place that Cypress and I were in the same place. We just didn't know it. So big love to you, baby. Mwah! And I'm going to call you later. I'm going to make sure I got this number. Yes, I just did the Jefferson Junior High School school song.
Yes, you did.
By
yes,
memory.
Did.
Yes, I did that. I did that.
You did.
I love you, baby. I'll keep in touch, okay?
You did that.
I know.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Cypress. I'm proud of you,
so
too,
proud
baby.
Of you.
You keep loving. Keep loving, honey. All right, now.
Whew. All right.
That's my girl, Cypress. We used to work together every day, and, yes, we went to the same junior high school. I was going to start with the devil card, but you know what? I'm going to continue this conversation next week for sure because there is much more to talk about lovers. What I want you, though, to hold on to is the personal story of connections, of being who you are, where you are with the people that love you. We're going to take a quick break so I can get some water and wipe my tears because, you know, I'm all touched over here. So we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
To get your sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio
at lifeconversationsradio.com.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Having a real life conversation with somebody who started out being afraid of tarot, who was taught that tarot was, you just don't mess with that, that's the devil. And the funny thing is, like, the lover's card is connected to the devil. But you gotta look at it through the Rider-Waite deck to see it, because that's usually the traditional tarot deck that everybody knows about. So the 15 devil features this, you know, demonic-looking person, and there are these two people connected by chains, their needs and desires, because the devil card in tarot is not like the devil within certain storylines in Christian stuff. I mean, it's literally about your shadow side. It's literally about your attachments and the bondages you have in your life. So your 15 devil with this demonic-looking person turns into a six lovers with an angel over them. No bondage. But it's like looking into the same mirror. And we need to be able to deal with our shadows to connect with the lover side, to walk down lover's lane. There's far more, and I will definitely give it to you. But I am so happy that I was able to talk to somebody that I grew up with around Southwest D.C. That's where Jefferson Junior High School is. Yay, Trojans. And then we got to grow up and end up working at the same place. And I love walking down Lover's Lane knowing that I made a difference in somebody's life. And you make a difference in mine whenever you join me on Sunday nights. There's a 919 number. I know 919 is North Carolina, so that's probably somebody in my family on the line. I love you. Thank you so much for being there. To my girl Sarah, to Sweet Tea, Tanya, and all the other people that I can't see right now. Walking down Lover's Lane for me was literally walking down memory lane, and that's okay because I'm free. Pride to all my family out there, my rainbow family. we are going to. We started out with a really sexy Bridget Bryant. We're going to end with La La Coco Smooth by Terrence Harris, because I just need that voice and I need that energy. It's a powerful brother. You can catch his music at Terrence Harris Bandcamp.net. I'm going to check that again, but you definitely find him at Reverb Nation. I know that. Have a beautiful night, family. Oh, I said, oh, Terrence, T-E-R-O-N-Z-E, Harris. I love this song. I'm blushing. I'm serious. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Good night, family.
I really want to get to know ya. Lady, won't you let me show ya? I'm not into playing silly games. I'm really hoping that you feel the same. If so, then just let me know. How far do you want to go? We can move fast or take it slow. Lady, won't you claim the blame? She compares to no one. Pump me up like a shotgun. I knew I was stuck on up the very moment I saw her. I told myself, get ready. She proceeds to rock steady. Then she whispered in my ear, and all that she said was, like I've never known. Perfect as she stands alone. Solo back to entourage. One by one dominoes fall. Coffee black, extremely strong. Wake me up at break of dawn. Epitome of flavor. Some quenches until kingdom come. I can't take it much longer. So far gone that I wonder, is it real or fantasy? There goes Lala next to me. I confess it, I'm falling. Pushed in my chips, now I'm all in. As she smiled and walked away, she left a note in what it read was,
Lala, don't go.
Hey, watch how she moves.
All of
us, Lala, don't go.
Lala, me.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.